let's again bow our hearts before the Lord.
让我们一起再让我们的心匍匐在主的面前。
And invite the presence of the Lord to be with us.
邀请主的同在来到我们的当中。
Father, we thank you for who you are.
父啊，为着你的所事，我们感谢你。
We acknowledge that you are our King and our Lord.
我们承认你是我们的王，我们的主。
We welcome you into our midst.
我们欢迎你来到我们当中。
We welcome your Holy Spirit to be in our hearts.
我们欢迎你的圣灵来到我们的心里。
We welcome your Son as our Savior in our midst.
我们欢迎你的儿子，我们的救主来到我们当中。
We pray that you will open the eyes of our heart.
主将我们心中的眼打开。
And shine light from the face of Jesus Christ.
从你儿子耶稣基督的面上荣光照着我们。
And with this light, enable us to see.
借着这光，叫我们能看见。
The beauty of who you are.
你的美丽。
And may we be transformed into that lovely image.
好叫我们能被改变向你美丽的容形。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间交在你的手里。
In the wonderful name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名，
Amen. Amen and amen. It is a pleasure to be here with you today.
我很荣幸今天跟大家在一起。
I am very thankful to the Lord Jesus and His wonderful grace.
我感谢主他自己伟大救恩和他的恩典。
Just a brief testimony.
简单的一个见证。
I was born a sinner, lost.
我是一个出生就是一个罪人。
As a young man, I went my own way and got involved in many hurtful and sinful things.
我在年轻的时候呢，进入了很多罪恶的生活里面，很多叫我自己受伤害，而且是罪恶的生活形态。
But over 30 years ago, Jesus revealed His love and His grace to me.
约在30年之前，他向我显现他的爱和他的恩典。
And He changed my heart and gave me a desire to know Him and to love Him.
改变了我的心，叫我对他有一个强烈的渴慕，想要认识他。
And so I come to you today in His grace and in His strength.
所以今天我在你们面前呢，是靠着他的恩典和他的能力。
I have nothing to offer except the Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督他自己以外，我没有什么别的可以给你们。
What we'll do is have a time of study in the Word of God.
今天我想做的就是让我们一起来研读主的话语。
And then afterwards, we'll have a time of question and answer.
然后呢，我们有一段可以自由问答的时间。
And so there'll be plenty of time for us to interact, and then we can close our meeting. And you who have other responsibilities tonight, you'll be on time.
那段在问答的时间里面，我们可以有彼此有交通。那如果有谁需要还有别的事要走，请你们自由的离去。
I would like to invite everyone, if you have your Bibles, to open them to Genesis chapter 1.
请看《创世纪》第一章。
When you turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, you can read the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1.
头两节。
Okay.
Can we read now?
Yes, you can read now.
Just read on your own now.
起初神创造天地，地是虚空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，这里运行在水面上。
In order to understand the immense significance of family, we have to go all the way back to God.
要了解一个家庭它伟大的意义呢，我们必须要追本溯源回到神那里。
Now let's look at these few verses and we'll see how important this is.
我们从这两节来看家庭它的重要意义。
In the scripture, when the Bible says, in the beginning, God, the word God there is the Hebrew word Elohim.
在这里讲说起初神创造天地，在这里用神这个字，在希伯来原文呢，是他刚才所用的那个字。
This word Elohim occurs over 2,600 times in the Old Testament.
这个神这个字呢 ，Elohim 出现2600多次在圣经里。
This word Elohim, interestingly, is a plural word.
而这个神字乃是复数的，不是一个单数的。
And the reason why the Holy Spirit chose this word is because it reveals the triune God.
目的在向我们显示说乃是三而一的神在起初创造天地。
One God, but reveals himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
三而一的意思讲到说一位神但是从父子圣灵里彰显他自己。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit enjoy perfect fellowship for all eternity.
父子圣灵在整个永世里面是一个非常和谐的关系。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit possess perfect family for all eternity.
而父子圣灵也是一个非常和谐完美的家庭在永世的里面。
So, when the scripture says God, Elohim, it is referring to the triune God and his desire to create.
所以当这个三而一的神被描述或使用的时候，一开始讲到他们创造天地。
Now, when God wants to create as Elohim, it's because He wants to demonstrate in His creation the harmony and perfection of what He possesses in Himself.
所以当这个三而一的神来创造的时候呢，他们所想创造的一个宇宙呢，也是充满了和谐、完美的，就像三而一的神之间的关系一样。
The standard that God uses for all things that He has ever done is the perfection of Himself.
神所有所做一切的事呢，都是他自己完美的一个显现。
So whenever we want to learn something about creation, we go to God Himself, who is the origin of all creation.
所以我们若想要对创造有所认识的时候，我们必须回到创造的起源，就是神，三而一神他们的自己。
And so, in light of that, we read in verse number one, or verse number two, that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
接着呢，在这个观念之下，我们来到第二节，讲到说神的灵运行在水面上。
Now,when the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, the word moved there is a very carefully chosen word.
在这里讲到神的灵运行，这运行这个词呢是非常小心谨慎的使用的。
This word moved is revealing the very firstrevelation from God regarding His desire for a family.
这个字运行这个字在这里显现出神对着家庭的一个很深的一个渴望。
The word in Hebrew means this.
在希伯来原文是这样讲的。
It describes an eagle hovering over a particular area wanting to build a nest to start a family.
运行这个字呢乃是像一个它的意思在原文就表示一个老鹰盘旋运行周转在一个地方因为它要在那个地区建立它的巢穴。
The idea here is an eagle not only seeking to build a nest for a family, but the idea is a hovering and a fluttering to protect the baby eaglings.
不仅是在那里盘旋了，我也要寻找一个合适的居住筑巢之点，而且呢，它的盘旋代表一个保护，一个看守的意义。
God from eternity past had a desire in his heart.
在永远的里面，神在他的心中就有这么一个意念。
He wanted to create a family.
他要创造一个家庭。
That would be just like his beloved eternal son.
就像他跟他所爱的爱子的关系一样的一个情形。
And now this takes the Holy Spirit to help us to understand.
实在需要圣灵来帮助我们明白这个心意。
The fellowship that the Father and the Son has had for all eternity.
那父和子之间那个美好的那个交通，从永远就开始的。
The love.The intimacy, the enjoyment that they share with one another.
他们之间所流通的那个爱和那个亲密。
God wanted to share with his earthly family.
也是神想要与我们这些属地的家庭想要分享。
And so the whole concept of family originates from the reality of what already existed in the Godhead.
所以家庭这个观念是来自于在神他跟三而一神之间原来就已经存在的一个美好的关系。
This is why family is so sacred and so special to God's heart.
所以在神的心中家庭是一个神圣而且很特别有意义的一件事情。
If we see how far the idea of a family has fallen,From that concept, it can break our heart.
因此，当我们明白这件事，再看到今天很多家庭所堕落到的一个情形，我们的心都会痛的。
And so, as we study the scriptures and we learn of the wonderful harmony within the triune God,
当我们读这一段经节，明白在三位一神之间的那个和谐的关系。
The love between the Father and the Son.
父与子之间的爱。
The amazing mutual submission one to another, father to son and son to father.
父子之间一个和谐互相顺服的关系。
The amazing demonstration of the humility of God in the person of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵所显出神的那个降杯。
So many scriptures tell us the Holy Spirit comes and he doesn't speak of himself.
圣灵来不谈自己的事。
He's not self-centered.
他不是一个以自我为中心的。
He doesn't talk about his name.
圣灵从来不提自己的名。
But he comes to serve the interests of the Father and the Son.
他来为着父和子的利益而工作。
Then when the Son comes, he says, I speak not of myself, but I only speak of my Father.
当子来到地上的时候，他说，子不凭自己说什么，只靠着父而说。
He says, the works that I do, they are not my works, but they are the works of the Father.
我所做的工也不是我自己的工作，乃是我父的工作。
And then when the Father speaks from heaven, he says, Behold, my Son, in whom I am well pleased.
但当父从天上发声的时候，他说，看哪，我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
The Father says, I have given all my glory to my Son, and all my riches to my Son.
我把所有的荣耀丰富都给了我的儿子。
The Father says, All that I have created, I have made my Son the heir of all things.
他说我所有创造的都让我的儿子做了继承人。
In eternity past, when the Father saw that after he created man, we would fall into sin.
在永世的里面，神创造了我们，他也知道我们会堕落在罪恶的里面。
What would he do? How would he solve this horrible problem?
那神怎么样解决这个严重的问题呢？
All God had to do was look within himself and he saw the answer.
神在自己内心探查，他就找到了答案。
The fall of man simply brought out the true nature and heart of who God is.
人类的堕落引出了神里面真正的性情。
God is who he reveals himself as The Lamb of God.
神向我们显出他那个羔羊的性情。
And the Lamb of God is a perfect representation of the sacrificial, selfless nature of the triune God.
这个神牺牲的爱向我们显出了那个三而一神里面那个牺牲无己的那个爱。
Now,
神的羔羊向我们显出三而一神里面牺牲无己的那一份。
Now are we beginning to see a little glimpse into the kind of family the triune God represents?
那我们可不可以稍微瞥见了一下这位伟大三而一神他们的所事？
When man fell, the Son willingly came to offer his life.
当我们犯罪堕落之后，神的儿子自己非常愿意的来为我们牺牲。
The Father willingly gave his Son.
父也甘愿的把自己儿子舍了。
There was no argument.
没有任何争执。
Within the triune God, the Father didn't say to the Son,
三而一神之间并没有任何争执，父亲并没有对儿子说
，Son, I don't want you to go. And the son didn't say, Well, Father, I don't really want to go.
父并没有说孩子啊，我不想你去牺牲。孩子也没有，儿子也没有说父啊，我不愿意去。
God didn't say, Well, let's find someone else to do this. Let's ask an angel to go and become the sin sacrifice for the mess man has made.
神并没有说我们另外派天使或另外差派别的人去来解决人堕落的问题。
God didn't sit on his throne and see the mess that we got ourselves into and say, well, I'm God and I'm not going to get dirty. I'm just going to speak and clear it all up and I'm not going to get dirty.
神没有坐在宝座上说 well, 是他们自己创造的问题我是不会下去亲自解决的。
No.
我只要说句话，事情就解决了。神没有这样做。
No, but when God saw the sin and when God saw the fall, it brought out of Him.
而当人看神看见人的堕落和犯罪之后，有一个他里面一个情形被引出来。
A revelation of the depths of His true nature.
借着这个引出呢，我们对神的性情有一个启示的认识。
We say all of that, and we're only touching the surface.
我只是谈到一些表面的情况而已。
We could spend days,
我们可以花许多的日子
hours and hours a day discovering
许多的时间在这里发现
the nature and character of God as He reveals it in the Word of God.
在圣经里找到说神如何向我们启示他的自己
and that ultimately is displayed in His beloved Son.The Lord Jesus Christ.
神的性情最终是在他的儿子耶稣基督身上显出来的。
But we won't do that at this time.
今天下午我们没有时间这样做。
We've said enough in order to prove the point.
我想我在这个方面我交通只要证明一个事情。
The true model of what a family ought to be is revealed in God Himself.
真正一个家庭该有的模型跟典范是在三而一神当中已经显出来了。
So when we ask ourselves, what is a family supposed to look like?
所以当我们扪心自问说一个家庭应该是怎么样的?
We can't look at an earthly thing.
我们不能看属地的事物来决定。
We have to go beyond earth.To God Himself.
我们必须超乎地的那个阶层来看神的自己。
And so let me say, if you and I desire to have families that truly bring glory to God,
如果你我真的羡慕有一个家庭能够将荣耀归给神的，
we must pray that God takes the eyes of our heart off of our failures.
我们必须要求神把我们的眼目从我们的失败转开来
and off of our struggles
从我们的挣扎中转出来
some of us have had parents that have failed us
我们也许有父母是失败的
some of us have had fathers that simply have not been there for us.
或者我们有好像有父亲，却父亲并没有在我们的身边。
Some of us might have had mothers that were not there for us.
或者我们有母亲，但是他们却不在我们的身边。
Maybe we were hurt and abused and neglected.
也许我们被虐待，被忽视。
And God knows this.
神是深深明白的。
And He's very understanding and sympathetic toward our need.
神对的这个需要是非常了解的。
But the way to healing,
但是如何得到医治呢？
is to take our eyes off the wounds and the hurts that are in our life.
就是把我们的眼目从我们受伤的地方转。
And to turn them upon our loving heavenly Father.
把我们的眼目转向我们慈爱的天父。
Because in Him there is perfect healing, perfect family.And He's able to be our perfect Father.
在他是有完全的医治，有完全的家庭，他是我们最完美的父亲。
So now, what do we do now that we see the standard, the model of a family?
我们现在已经看到一个最标准的一个家庭的典范，那我们该如何行呢？
How does all of this practically work?
我们如何来实行在我们的家庭中呢？
It practically works by taking one step at a time.
实行的道路乃是一次行一步。
And as we take one step at a time, we continuously look to Jesus Christ.Who becomes all that we need to make the family work.
在我们实行的每一步路里面，我们专心仰望他，他会让我们能够走出来。
Let's begin by turning our Bibles to the New Testament.
我们看一下新约圣经。
And now that we have laid a foundation that God is the author of family and is the role model of what a true family ought to be.
我们刚才已经有一个第一点的结论，就是神他自己是那个家庭的创始者，也是最典范的标准。
We can turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看一下以弗所书第五章。
And we can read verses 22 through 29.
第22到29节。
And you can read out loud.
你们做人受洗的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服基督，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无咒玷污等类的祭，乃是圣洁有瑕疵。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人憎恶自己的身子，总是保养不息。
Here we see that God's word is describing how a family should function.
神在这里描述一个家是运作是怎样的。
Remember what His goal is to.Represent himself in a family.
记得神的目的是要在一个家中显出他的自己。
The answer to all of the questions of why can always be found in God Himself.
所以我们问为什么的问题的答案呢，都可以在神里面找到。
Why should wives submit to their own husbands?
为什么妻子要顺服丈夫？
Why should husbands love their own wives?
为什么做丈夫的要爱他的妻子？
Why should husbands lay their life down for their wives?
为什么做丈夫的呢，要舍己为他们的太太？
Why? Is this just an arbitrary rule? Is God just throwing out rules now because he just wants to?
只是神喜欢定各样的规则，所以他就随便定了一些规则给我们吗？
See, if we look at this as just rules, it's not going to make sense to us.
如果这就只是一些规则的话，对我们是没有意义的。
These aren't just rules that we are commanded to follow.
不是神命令我们，给我们定了一大堆规矩，叫我们来遵行。
This is a revelation of the way God Himself, with the triune God, functions within Himself.
而这里所描述乃是三而一神他们自己之间运作关系的原则。
There is mutual submission within the Godhead.
因为在神当中他们是彼此顺服。
There is selflessness within the Godhead.
在三而一的神里面乃是无私的一个性情。
There is a laying down of one's own interest for the sake of others.
乃是为了对方放下自己的利益。
This language in Ephesians 5:22 all the way down to 33 is just language describing the divine nature working through and in husbands and wives.
在这里所描述的就是如何让神的神圣性情在一个家庭丈夫与妻子之间来运作。
This is so liberating, brothers and sisters, when we no longer approach this as rules that we have to try and follow.
这个认识让我们得到释放，所以当我们读这一段经节的时候，不再把它当作一个规矩来遵守，苦苦遵守，乃是知道这是神的性情要显在我们的家中，我们就得释放。
Instead, they are promises that God Himself will enable us to fulfill in and through the power of Jesus Christ.
在这里所说的乃是借着耶稣基督，神能够叫我们得着自由，然后在我们家中运行能够成就的事。
Remember in Genesis chapter 1 verse number 26,
记不记得在创世纪一章二十六节说的？
It was after God created all the physical universe,
当神将一切的宇宙创造好之后，
He created the animal kingdom and the vegetable kingdom.
神创造了各样的活物，各样的菜蔬。
He created all of the beautiful stars in the sky and all of the mountains.
所有宇宙的星星、月亮，各样美丽的青山绿水。
And all of creation revealed the glory of God.
所有受造之物都显示神的荣耀。
But not adequately enough.
但是这还不够。
There was one more thing that God wanted to do.
神还需要再做一件事。
That could reveal His glory more splendidly than all of the physical creation.
能够叫他这个更多显示神的荣耀和美丽。
And we all know what that was.
我们都知道最后神所造的。
Why did God create man?
为什么神要造人呢？
God wanted man.To represent on earth his divine image and likeness.
他要人在地上来显现他神圣的荣耀和形象和样式。
What a holy and sacred calling.
这是何等神圣荣耀的呼召。
All of those lovely moral attributes.In God that reveal His character, He wants to be lived through you and I.
所有在神里面美德，他要借着你我受造的人来显出来。
What a thought.
这是何等的思想。
This is what revolutionizes families.
这呢就叫这个家庭的意义有一个革命性的改变。
It is a revelation of God's purpose in creating the family.
乃是神把他向着家庭创造家庭的心意向我们启示的时候。
Every husband and every father.
每一个丈夫或者每一个做父亲的。
Is called with a most holy and sacred calling.
乃是蒙了这一个最神圣、最荣耀的呼召。
Through the power of Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣基督的能力，
we are called to demonstrate to our family,
我们被召向我们的家庭来显出
the qualities that are in God Himself,
在神身上所有的性质。
Of love and self-sacrifice.
显出神才有的爱和牺牲。
Of guidance and protection.
显出神有的引导和保护。
Of leadership and headship.
显出那个领导者的地位，领袖的地位。
Where do we get these qualities from?
我们从哪里得到这些的性情呢？
From the author, God Himself.
从创始者神他的自己。
What a wonderful plan, isn't it?
何等美好的计划，是吗？
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is a living, real thing.
这是活出一个真一个实际来。
This meets the practical needs and the struggles that we have in our marriages.
当我们这样活出来之后，能够解决我们在生活中、婚姻中实际的问题。
We have to be lifted out of the struggles and see God.
我们必须从我们的问题里先脱离出来，看见神。
See the provision in Jesus Christ.
看见借着耶稣基督所有的供应。
God said that Jesus Christ, in Him, we have all that we need for life and godliness in this world.
在基督的里面，我们能够所有我们所有的需要，包括属世的跟属灵的，神都有预备。
And so in Jesus Christ, we have all that we need to solve and work through every single problem that we have in our marriage.
所以在基督耶稣里，我们也能够得着所有所需要解决我们婚姻中问题的方法和帮助。
And so I feel very strongly impressed by the Holy Spirit.
因此我在里面觉得圣灵给我很深的感动。
That God would want to emphasize.
神要强调一点。
The whole idea of marriage was born by Him.
这个婚姻这个观念乃是从神来的。
And it was born by Him because He wanted to be a picture through whom.His divine likeness can be seen.
因为借着婚姻，借着家庭，神他的神性和他的性情跟形象能够被显出来。
And if He is asking us to do that, then He's also providing Himself as the source and power that will enable us to do it.
神若是对我们有这样一个要求和意念，他也会负责供应我们所需要的能力和帮助。
So as we look into the Word of God.At all of the scriptures that talk about family,
所以我们从神的话中来研读所有有关家庭的经节。
And we begin to unpack the practical issues of family life.
我们就可以很实际的来解决我们生活中的问题。
We can't get lost in the earthliness of our struggles.
我们常常因为在地上有各样的挣扎，我们会觉得失落了。
But we have to keep our hearts above.Seeing God's ultimate intention.
但是我们要将我们的心从这一切搅乱里面提起来，看见神他的意图是什么。
I can remember years ago, I spoke with a husband and wife who were having great conflict in their marriage.
几年前我跟一对夫妇呢，他们在婚姻中有很大的挣扎，跟他们一起谈话。
The husband would come home from work.
丈夫下班。
And he would sit down.
他会坐下来。
And he would put his feet up.
把他的脚搭在桌上。
And he would begin to talk to his wife about the problems that he had during the day.
然后跟他的太太哭就说描述他一天生活中的难处。
But she was a little distant.
但是太太好像保持了一段距离。
She was sort of listening with one ear.
好像她只用了一只耳朵来听她所有的。
And he would do this week after week and month after month and.
他每一周每甚至每一个月过去，他都是这样子来跟他太太交通的。
After a while, this knowing that she was distant began to cause a little bit of resentment and bitterness in his heart.
因为他觉得太太并不重视他所倾诉的话语呢，慢慢在这个丈夫的心中就建立起一个不满。
And he began to resent the fact that his wife didn't give him full undivided attention.
他渐渐对太太没有给他百分之百的注意力呢而感到不满。
And this resentment turned into anger.
那这个不满渐渐成为一个愤怒。
And so we began to talk.
So, 所以我跟他们一起有交通。
And as he basically told me the same story I just told you,
他就向我描述他们之间的情形。
The Holy Spirit.Whispered in my heart.
就在那个时候呢，圣灵在我的心中轻轻对我说
，Tell this dear brother,
告诉这个亲爱的弟兄
，that his anger is because of selfishness.
告诉他，你会愤怒乃是因为你是一个自私的人。
He comes home and he has an expectation.
他回每天工作回到家中，他有一个期望。
A feeling of entitlement.
觉得他有权利做一件事。
You know what entitlement means? It's that feeling that we have the right to something.
他就觉得他有权利这样对他的妻子。
We who live in America feel very entitled about a lot of things.
在美国生活的人都觉得自己有很多的权利。
We must be very careful with this deep-rooted feeling of entitlement.
我们对这样的感觉要很小心的。
Because when we come to our God in heaven,
当我们来到我们我们的元首神的面前
，we see a Savior who gave up his entitlements.
我们要看见我们的神乃是救主，他放弃他所有的权利。
He gave up his rights.
他放弃他所有的权利。
He was God.
他乃是神。
And he became a man.
但他却成为一个人。
He remained God as a man.
他在人的里面还带着神性。
But he gave up his right to be worshipped.
但是他放弃了被敬拜的权利。
He gave up his right to be honored.
他放弃被尊崇的权利。
He gave up his prerogatives as deity.
他将一切的神性里该享受的都放弃了。
And he became a servant.
他成为一个仆人。
And he healed people who didn't say thank you.
人甚至忘了向他感谢。
And he served.
他服侍人。
Then he went even lower than that.
他甚至更降卑。
And he became obedient to death.
他降卑顺服以至于死。
He who knew no sin.
这位不知罪的。
He who knew no impurity.
他不知道什么是不洁净的。
He who only enjoyed perfect fellowship with his Father.
他从前只知道如何享受与天父那个完美的交通。
Who was a king by virtue of being the eternal Son of God.
他带着美德，他是那个勇士里的神的儿子，他是君王。
Who was deserving and worthy of all honor and praise and glory and majesty.
他值得所有的荣耀、尊贵、敬拜和赞美。
He emptied himself, Paul said.
但是他却将自己倒空了。
That word empty is kenosis.
他把自己倒空了。
It means to give up one's rights.
意思就是说他放弃他所当得的权利。
What was the problem that this husband was having in his marriage?
所以我刚才描述的丈夫，他的问题是什么？
Are we listening?
我们有没有在注意听？
Are we listening to the Holy Spirit?
我们有听圣灵说话。
He was coming home with the expectation that he deserved something.
这个丈夫乃是带着一个期望回到家中，认为他值得得到某些权利。
And if he didn't get it,
而当他不能得到这些权利或不能满足他的期望的时候，
he was going to retaliate.
他就要报复。
But where's the nature of God in that?
在这里你看见了神的性情没有？
Husbands, love your wives.
做丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
Give your life for them.
为他们舍己。
Even as Christ,
就如基督
emptied his life out for the church.
倒空他的自己为他的教会舍命。
Now, is it right for a wife to honor her husband and listen to her husband?
做太太的岂不是应该要敬重她的丈夫并且倾听她丈夫的心声吗？
Absolutely yes.
她当然应该如此。
But what if our wives had a bad day?
但是如果我的太太那天过得不好的话怎么办？
What if our wives had struggles with the children?
如果那一天孩子特别不乖怎么办？
What if our wives just...We're feeling low.
或者那天我的太太就是心情不好，很沮丧。
What does love do?
爱能做什么呢？
It gives up the demand.
爱就叫一个人放弃他的要求。
It gives up the feeling of I have the right to be treated in this way.
放弃他所当有的权利。
It forgets about its own needs.
忘记自己的希望。
It forgets about its own wants.
忘记自己的需要。
It doesn't hold people accountable if they don't give what it wants.
不要叫人啊，不要因为人没有给你所要的而对人有不满。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的能力
through revealing the divine nature of the Father heart of God,
借着向我们的配偶显出那个神美丽的性情
the husband sits down.
丈夫可以坐下来
begins to talk,
可以开始讲话
recognizes wife is only listening with one ear,
讲一半的时候发现他的太太并没有很注意
stops talking,
他就不要再讲
and says,
应该说
sweetheart,
亲爱的
how was your day?
你今天怎么样
talk to me about it,
跟我谈一谈吧
how practical,
这是何等容易实行的
how practical,
这是何等容易实行的一件事。
Doesn't Paul say,
let, 保罗不是说吗?
Let not, don't just think of your own interests,
不要只顾自己的利益。
But think also of the interests of others.
要顾别人的利益。
Now brothers and sisters, by nature we can't do this.
弟兄姊妹，按照我们天然个性，我们办不到的。
By nature, we're very self-centered.
因为我们是天然人来说是非常自我中心的。
By nature, we love those that love us.
我们爱那些爱我们的。
But if we don't get that love back, we resent it.
我们爱人，而人没有爱我们，相对的爱我们，我们就会不满。
Human love,
人的爱
will never pass the test of time.
永远经不起时间的考验。
Even the love, the human love that a parent has for their children,
甚至做父母他们向着儿女的爱
can turn to resentment and hatred if the children grow up and disrespect and despise their parents.
能够因着孩子长大不孝敬不尊重父母的儿子把他转为恨恶。
Honeymoon love,
蜜月时期的爱。
It's okay.
是很好的。
It's part of God's plan.
这是神计划中的一部分。
He made that kind of love to have its place.
这样的爱在神的计划中是有地位的。
But that kind of love does not last forever.
但是蜜月中的爱情不能够持久的。
You can be honeymoon in love with one another one day.
你可以在蜜月期间爱对方。
And then you let wife.Cross husband's will or vice versa?
但是如果两方中间有任何一方不按照对方的心意
And all of a sudden those happy feelings of love turn into feelings of anger and resentment.
那些甜蜜的感觉可以在一夕之间变成愤怒或不满
Has anyone ever experienced that?
有没有人有这样子的经验
Of course.
当然有
But Christ
但是基督他自己
has come to save us
来亲身来拯救我们。
Not only from our sins,
不仅将我们从罪恶中拯救出来，
but from ourselves,
并且将我们从我们自己里拯救出来。
And all of that humanity, that sinful humanity that we inherited from Adam,
所以有从那个亚当所继承的人类的罪性。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross,
在耶稣在十字架上舍命的时候，
He brought that sinful humanity and our sins upon Himself,
他承担了一切我们人类里面的罪性。
And He became a curse.
他自己为我们成了咒诅。
And that was God saying, I have cursed the first Adam and all of his sin and all of his sinful nature.
因为神说我咒诅亚当和他所有的罪性。
And when Jesus died, he brought all of what we are and our sinful self into death with him.
在十字架上主就将这一切受咒诅的罪性他带进了死亡。
And he buried it.
而且把他深深地埋葬了。
And then when Jesus rose again from the dead,
当他从死里复活的时候，
He rose as a new man,
他像一个新人从死里出来，
out of death,
从死中出来，
with a glorified divine nature,
带着一个荣耀的神圣的性情。
And in that divine human nature,
在那个荣耀的人性里，
all the fullness of God's attributes and all of His character is invested.
所有神本性里一切的丰盛和荣耀都在这个人性里。
That perfect love that never fails.
那个完全的爱，永不止息的爱。
That perfect patience.
那个永远的忍耐。
That gentleness.
那个温柔。
And now, through the new birth,
借着这个新的生命的诞生，
and the power of the Holy Spirit,
还有圣灵的能力，
we become partakers of that divine nature.
我们都可以从这个新的神圣生命里面得着一份。
And He becomes the source from which we draw all that we need.
耶稣基督也因此成为我们一切需要的源头。
To be what we ought to be in our marriages and families.
在我们的家中，在我们的婚姻里，我们能够成为我们当成为的。
Now in Ephesians chapter 5, we see that God is asking wives to submit and husbands to love.
在以弗所书第五章里面，我们刚才主讲到说，丈夫爱妻子，妻子要敬重丈夫。
And God is asking this because that represents the divine order and character that is in the Godhead.
神这样的要求呢，因为这乃是在三而一神里面一个彼此和谐的关系的写照。
But now, Paul tells us in verse number 28,
在二十八节保罗说到，
He says, men ought to love their own wives,
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，
as their own body,
如同爱自己的身子。
Then he makes a profound statement.
然后他继续说道，
He says, he that loves his wife loves himself.
爱妻子便是爱自己了。
Oh, can we see this mystery?
我们看得出这个奥秘吗？
When God the Father loves the Son, who is he really loving?
当父神爱他的儿子的时候，他真正的爱的是谁？
Himself.
他爱的是他自己。
It's not three gods, it's one God.
因为不是三个神，
我们不serve three gods.
我们不是侍奉三位神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one.
因为他说以色列啊，你的神独一的真神。
One God.
表示只有一位神。
One triune God.
三而一的神。
Father, Son, and Spirit.
父子圣灵的神。
Distinct but the same.
虽然有三个不同的位格，但却是一位。
And so when Father loves Son,
所以当父爱子的时候，
Father loves himself.
父就是爱他的自己。
And when Son loves Father,
当子爱父的时候，
loving himself.
他就是爱他的自己。
And now Paul takes this eternal principle,
把这个永世里的一个原则，
and brings it down into marriage.
引进婚姻里面。
Because marriage is supposed to represent the eternal principle of God.
因为婚姻理当反映神的本性。
And that's why he says that men love your wives as your own body.
所以他说，丈夫当爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。
For whoever loves his wife loves himself.
因为爱妻子便是爱自己了。
For no one hates his own body, but nourishes it and cherishes it.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，乃是保养护惜。
And then he says, even as the Lord, the church.
正像基督带教会一样。
And then he says in verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
32节他说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So Paul is taking the earthly institution of marriage,
所以保罗把这个属地和这个婚姻的关系
and showing that it is a picture of the spiritual union between Christ and the church,
用这个组织来反映在天上基督和教会的关系
which is a picture of the harmony and union in the Godhead
乃是在元首神的里面呢那个完美和谐的一个关系
so both the earthly family
所以地上的家庭
together with the heavenly family, the church
和天上的家庭教会
are called by God to revealthe harmony and divine qualities that are in the Godhead.
都被呼召要来显出天上神他里面的神圣的和谐。
Some of the children here, and possibly the adults, have you ever wondered why God gave us Ten Commandments?
在座的孩子甚至大人你们有没有想过神为什么要给我们十诫
I have many times talked to my children and many others, and I've asked them, why does God say...Ten times, thou shalt not.
我常问我的孩子，甚至其他的人说，为什么神要讲十次说你不可，你不可
？Why does he do that? Is he just trying to make my life miserable?
为什么他要定这么多不可呢？就是要让我的日子难过吗
？If we look at the Ten Commandments as just rules that we have to obey because God said so, it can be frustrating.
如果我们觉得十诫就是神所定的不可行的规则的话，那是蛮叫人沮丧的。
If we view marriage the same way, it can be frustrating.
若是我们这样来定规我们的婚姻的话，也会叫我们觉得蛮沮丧的。
Husbands, why do I have to love my wife to the point where I have to lay my life down for her?
丈夫说，哦，为什么我必须要爱我的太太到那地步，我还要为她舍命
？Wives, you mean I have to submit to him?
太太会说啊，你说我得顺服我的丈夫。
If we only take it to that level, it can be frustrating.
若是我们认识的那个层次是到此为止的话，那是常常叫我们觉得很沮丧。
But if we go to a higher level, the frustration disappears.
但是我们若能够把我们的层次提高，沮丧也许会不见。
Every young person, listen carefully.
每一位年轻人，请你们注意的听。
God gives us commandments.
神赐给我们诫命。
Because these commandments
因为这些诫命
teach us something about God.
都教导我们认识有关他的一些事。
That's what God is always wanting to do.
这是神做事的一定的法则。
In all of the lessons of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation,
从启示录啊，从创世纪到启示录
God is trying to teach us something about himself.
神都借着每一个机会来向我们教导他关乎他自己的事。
Remember, God says at the very beginning, I created you because I want you to be like me.
记得吗？在创世纪一开始，他创造人乃是按照他的形象和样式。
All right.
创造我们是为了要像他。
So why does God say, don't worship any other gods before me?
为什么神说不要敬拜其他的神？
Because he wants us to be like him, and he does not. There's no other gods.
因为他神要我们像他一样，因为在神来说没有别的神了，神也不敬拜别的神。
Why does God say to love your neighbor?
神为什么说要爱你的邻舍
？Because God so loved the world.
因为神爱全世界。
Why does God say, children, honor and respect your parents?
为什么神说孩子要孝敬父母？
Because God doesn't have any disrespect or rebellion in Him and wants us to be just like Him.
因为在神他自己的性情里是没有不顺服、没有叛逆这个性情。
Young person, listen carefully
to
the Holy Spirit.
听圣灵。
The only way to truly be happy.
让你唯一能让你快乐的途径。
And to be truly fulfilled.
而且觉得满足的途径。
And to really know what joy is.
让你真正知道什么是喜乐。
Is to be like God.
乃是成为一个像神的人。
Not to become God.
不是变成神。
But to be like God in character and nature. The devil lies to us and says, if you want to have fun,
但是魔鬼常常欺骗我们说、哦、你如果 要玩要有乐趣的话呢
if you want to really know how to really have joy,
你真的要快乐吗
do your own thing.
做你自己的事吧
follow the dark ways of this world.
跟从这个世界的道路
But God's word is here to say that that is a lie.
但是神的话告诉我们说那乃是谎言。
And us adults need to remember that too.
所以我们作为大人呢也需要深深地记得这件事。
Always remember fulfillment does not come any other place than in God himself.
记好所有的满足和成就只能从神而来。
The root cause to all the problems that we experience as Christians and all the problems that are in the world today
今天在世界里所有的问题还有我们基督徒生命里所有的问题那个症结
No matter what they are
不管我们是怎样的问题
We have turned from the living God
乃是因为我们已经从神离开了
And we are trying to find meaning and significance
而想要在许多其他事物里寻找意义
outside of him
我们要在神以外的事物里寻找
and that is impossible
你知道这样的满足是不可能的
God is the perfect eternal being
因为神他乃是那个完美的永远的那一位
and God says all things were created by him and for him Everything that God created can only fulfill its purpose when it turns back to God and in God alone finds its rest. So why does God say Don't steal.
所以为什么神说不要偷窃?
Why does he say that?
神为什么这样说呢?
Because God is not a thief.
因为神本身是不偷窃。
God doesn't steal.
神不偷的。
And he wants us to be like him.
他要我们像他。
Why does he say, don't lie?
为什么神说不要说谎?
Don't take his name in vain.
不要妄称神的名。
Don't be greedy and covetous.
不要贪财，不要羡慕邻。
Why does God put these rules on us?
为什么神定这么多的规则呢
？They're more than rules, brothers and sisters.
这不是规则而已。
They're showing us the way to God.
这些只是显出。
They're showing us what God is like.
向我们显出神是怎样的一位。
And in the person of Jesus Christ.
而在耶稣基督这个人的里面。
We see all of these wonderful qualities displayed.
我们看见这一切的美德都显出来了。
No man has ever lived without sinning.
没有一个活的人是没有犯过罪的。
No man has ever lived without turning from the living God and following their rebellious heart.
没有一个人是没有说背叛过神，按照自己的意思过日子。
Except one.
只有一位没有这样做。
The man Christ Jesus.
就是耶稣基督这位人。
Jesus is the perfect man.
耶稣基督是那个完美的人。
Don't look into yourself.
所以不要看你自己。
To try and find perfection, brothers and sisters.
不要想在我们人心里找到任何完美的。
Husbands, don't look into yourself to try and find the love you need to love your wives.
做丈夫的，不要在你自己的里面寻找那个能够爱你太太的爱。
Your human love will fail.
因为人的爱总是会失败的。
Wives,
做妻子的，
don't look into yourself.
不要在你的里面。
To find the resources to honor and respect and submit to your husband.
想要找到一个力量让你能够敬重顺服你的丈夫。
You'll find a rebellious heart.
相反，你可能找到是一个叛逆的心。
But together, husband, wife, and children.
但是一起，做丈夫、妻子和孩子一起。
We turn our eyes away from ourselves.
将我们的眼目从我们身上调转开来。
And we turn them to the perfect man, Jesus Christ.
转向那个完美的人，耶稣基督。
In Jesus, I see the love that I need for my wife.
因为在基督里我能够看见我所需要爱我太太的爱。
Wives, when you see Jesus, you see the love you need for your husband.
做太太的在基督耶稣里能够看见你所需要爱你丈夫的爱。
When I see Jesus, I see the love I need as a father for my seven children.
当我转向耶稣的时候我能够看见我所需要的、爱我七个孩子的父亲的爱。
Because without him,constantly energizing me and working in my life,
若没有神一直在我的里面给我力量,
I can't love my children the way I need to.
我不可能, 爱我七个孩子, 按照我当爱的情形, 爱我七个孩子。
How can I be patient with my children and give them the attention that they need?
我如何向我七个孩子能够有忍耐并且给他们他们所需要的注意力?
I can't.
我没有办法。
But through Jesus Christ, I can do all things.
但是靠着那加给我力量的耶稣基督，我能做所有的事。
Do you see, dear brothers and sisters, where our lesson is bringing us?
你们看得出来我的分享的方向吗？
Isn't it liberating to see everything as it relates to God and His Son, Jesus Christ?
你看到所有的事情都要带回到耶稣基督，带到神和耶稣基督的里面，岂不是叫我们觉得很得释放的一件事吗
？I've been married for almost 30 years.
我结婚快三十年了。
And when I first got married,
当我刚结婚的时候。
I had just been a Christian for a couple years before I got married. I was a teenager when I became a Christian. And so I was just a young man. And I was about to get married. I had been engaged. And...An older man came to me a few days before I got married.
有一个年长的人在我结婚前几天来跟我讲话。
And he was talking to me about how happy he was that I was about to get married.
告诉我他何等的高兴我要结婚了。
And he looked at me and he said, Phil,
然后他看着我对我说 Phil,
you think you know Colette now.
你觉得 你认识你的太太
Colette.Was the name of my fiance who became my wife.
你觉得你很认识你的未婚妻
He said, "You wait till you get married."
哇，你就等着看吧，等你结婚之后
You're gonna really see who Colette is.
你就会真正的认识你的太太
I pondered what he said.
我默想他所说的话
I thought about it.
我仔细地想了一下。
A few nights later while praying,
几天之后呢当我正在祷告的时候
the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
圣灵对我说话。
And here's what the Holy Spirit said.
圣灵说
He reminded me what this man told me.
圣灵第一先提醒我这位先生所说的话。
And then he said, but I say to you,
圣灵说但是我对你说
You think you know yourself.
你自认为你对自己已经认识了。
But you wait until you're married. And you're going to really come to know yourself.
但是呢等到你结婚之后你才晓得说你刚刚开始认识你自己。
And that defined the direction of my marriage for 30 years.
那个为我未来三十年的婚姻做了一个很好的定义注解。
I don't look into my wife and say, "You're my problem."
因此，我不会看着我太太说你是我的问题。
Or do I look into my children's lives and say, you're my problem? If I have a problem, it's my problem. And I've got to find more grace in Jesus Christ. Many years ago, my son had a computer. And it broke. And he asked me permission to take it apart to try and fix it. He spent 2 full days taking that computer apart piece by piece. And after 2 days he came to me and he said, Dad, I've taken it apart piece by piece and I can't fix it. What are we going to do? I said, son, let's pack it up in a box and send it to the manufacturer. So he said, good idea, and we did that. Within a couple of days, we got an email. This is what it said. We got the computer, it's all fixed, and we've already sent it back to you. And within a couple of days later, we got it back, and there it was, completely fixed. And my son was happy. But as that happened, I pondered that whole story. And the Holy Spirit again spoke to me. And he said, Phil, you can't fix other people. You can't fix your wife. You can't fix your children. You can't fix your own life. Only the manufacturer can. Only the creator can. You see, my son had a desire to fix the computer. But he did not understand all of how it was made. But those who made it did. Brothers and sisters, God alone knows how to fix us. It is not our mission in life to try and fix people. If you make it your mission as a father or a husband, to try and fix everything that you think is broken, you're
going
to make things worse. Not better. You remember in the New Testament there was a man that was crippled? And he had some friends. He had good friends. They were good friends because they heard about Jesus. And they knew their friend was broken. He couldn't walk. And they knew they couldn't fix him. So each one took a corner of the bed that he was on. And together they brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw the broken man, because his friends brought him to Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus fixed him.
He made him whole.
他使他得完全。
Today,
今天,
in our marriages,
在我们的婚姻里,
we have problems.
我们有各样的问题。
We have difficulties.
我们也有困难。
We have struggles.
我们有挣扎的。
But we also have a God.
但是我们有一位神。
Who knows just how to fix us.
他知道如何解决我们的困难。
And as a family,
成为一个家庭,
if we will learn to bring one another to the feet of Jesus,
若是我们能够学习将彼此带到耶稣的脚前,
Jesus will work on all of us.
耶稣就会在我们众人身上工作。
That doesn't mean at times we can't correct and instruct.
这不代表说我们不能够纠正或者教导我们的孩子。
But don't try and fix.
但是不要去改变或想要修理他们。
Leave the fixing to Jesus.
将把那件事留给耶稣来做。
Husbands, we need to lead under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
作为丈夫的，我们必须在圣灵的引导之下做家中的领袖。
We need to care and nurture our wives.
我们必须关心滋润我们的太太。
And help guide our children.
引导我们的孩子。
But don't try and fix.
不要，但是却不要试着去解决或修理什么问题。
Bring your family to Jesus.
乃是要将你整个的家带到耶稣面前。
Bring them to Jesus in prayer.
再借着祷告把他们带到耶稣面前。
Every husband should know what it is to weep.
每一个做丈夫的应该要很有经验知道什么是哭泣。
In private,
在私下里祷告中哭泣。
For their family and bring them to Jesus.
为着你的家祷哭泣祷告把他们带到神的面前。
Every husband and father should weep.
每一个做父亲做丈夫的应该哭泣。
In public too.
也应该在众人面前哭泣。
During times of family devotions.
在全家一起敬拜神的时候
and bring their family to Jesus
把这个家带到神的面前
set the example
做一个榜样
show them
向孩子们显出
by example what it means
做孩子们的榜样
to come to Jesus
教导你的孩子什么叫做来到神面前
well brothers and sistersWe can go on and on.
我们可以无限量的交通下去。
This is a wonderful, wonderful revelation of our Lord in our midst.
这是神在我们当中显现的一个很好的见证。
But I do want to leave an opportunity for any questions that you might have.
但是我想保留一些时间让你们可以发问。
Of course, we did not go through the 8 pages of this newsletter.This little message at this time.
今天我们没有在这里谈到我所写的这八页的这个文章。
I didn't feel that the Lord wanted me to do that. Instead, to lay this foundation.
我觉得神感动我先把对家庭有一个正确认识的这个基础先打下来。
And with this foundation, these 8 pages make much more sense.
因为有一个正确的。根基之后，这是你再给我的文章才有意义。
And so now, if anyone has any questions or any kind of interaction, if it's okay with our brother Timothy, then that's perfectly fine with me.
你们若是现在有什么问题，请很自由的提出来。
But before we do that, let's bow our hearts in a word of prayer.
但是在我做那之前，先一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父
Thank you so much for your great love.
谢谢你的大爱
Thank you for your father heart.
谢谢你为父的心肠
It is so large and full.
你的心是何等的大何等的满
It is your father heart that conceived the idea of a family.
因为唯有父亲的心才能够明白一个家庭该有的意义
a family that would be before you in love for all eternity. Father, thank you for your Son, who willingly gave his life for us, who showed us what kind of a sacrificial heart you have, who never complained, never demanded his rights, never was there a harsh word in his mouth. And he died for our sins. And Father, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who never speaks of himself, who never brings attention to himself, but delights to reveal the glory of the Son and the majesty of the Father. I'm asking you, Father, to everyone here today, give us a revelation of who you are. By the power of the Holy Spirit. And let us see in you all of those qualities that you can reproduce in our family. Every struggle and problem that we're having, every failure and hurt,
每一个失败, 每一个痛苦,
may we be healed from as we see Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, if there's anyone struggling with bitterness and unforgiveness,
父啊,若是在我们当中有任何人, 因着不谅解或者是苦读而受苦的,
those who have been hurt,
任何人受伤的,
perhaps some who have not had a mother or a father, or who were whose mother and father failed them,
也许在我们当中有人是没有父亲或没有母亲, 或者他们的父母没有尽到他们当有的职分的,
I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will heal them.
主啊, 我们祷告你医治这样破碎的心,
that they will confess to you their struggle,
能够向你承认倾诉他们心中的挣扎,
and their sin,
他们的犯罪,
and find perfect cleansing and healing through the blood of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的宝血里得着完全的洁净,
where there's a lack of love, may you fill that heart with the divine love of Jesus Christ.
若是在人的生命里缺乏爱,
where the devil has lied to some and said there's no hope for your marriage,
尤其当仇敌送谎言到人的心中说你的婚姻再没有盼望,
I pray you'll cast the devil out.
主啊,当我们祷告时你赶出去,
and you'll fill that marriage with hope through Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督的盼望而充满你的爱,
we look to you, Jesus.
主,我们专心仰望你,
help us to bring one another to the feet of Jesus,
帮助我们鼓励彼此,
so that he can touch our lives and make us whole.
所以你能够触摸我们,
we ask all these things in his wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Do we know the chorus? It's all the same. The chorus of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All that your light has exposed. Any bitterness or anger or hatred. Any unforgiveness. We release to you. We forgive one another. We admit that we have failed one another. But we forgive. We receive the healing through Jesus Christ. And together we look to Jesus, the perfect one. As the source of all of our help. We release our rights to you, Lord. And we pray that you'll fill us with selfless love. So that we can be controlled by this love. And be able to live through Jesus Christ sacrificial lives. Hallelujah. Amen. He is here. He's present.
主的同在在这里.
When he's present,
当他在这里的时候,
he touches us.
他会来触摸我们,
he heals us.
他会医治我们,
he gives hope where there was no hope.
他会在我们就毫无盼望的时候就说盼望,
he gives love where there was hatred and bitterness.
当我们里面是被仇恨, 被痛苦, 苦毒充满的时候,
he gives all we need.
他将我们所需要的供应我们.
Hallelujah. If anyone has a question, or maybe you just want to share.
或者你只是想分享一下神的话在你心中, 所做的工作。 Larry的问题就是说, 今天他对他来说这是一个非常新的一个认识。 那他在讲说在生活中发生这样的事情, 家庭中的冲突的时候, 他怎么样把这个今天得到的启示, 连到他的婚姻生活里面,
I'll answer that by saying everything in relation to conflict comes down to learning to distinguish the difference between what Christ is like and what we are like in ourselves.
所有的冲突发生的时候都是一个好的机会让我们认识基督是怎样然后我们是怎么样。
Christ possesses that perfect divine humanity. And in ourselves, we possess a broken humanity that can't be fixed.
在我们里面的人性呢,却是已经一个被破坏的而不能修理的,不能改善。
And so in answer to our dear brother's question,
所以我们亲爱弟兄这个问题呢,
we approach it by recognizing with an honest heart
就说当我们应该怎么样来解决呢？把天连于我们的婚姻，他说就是要带着一个诚实的心。
Those imperfections and failures that we see within ourselves.
明白知道说我们在我们身上所看见的不完全，还有失败。
And in our relationships with others.
以及我们与人的那个关系。
And admit it.
承认说是不完美的。
We admit our failures.
承认说我们是失败的。
We admit our sins.
承认我们是有罪的。
We admit the conflict.
我们承认我们中间是不和谐的。
And as we admit it, we acknowledge our need.
当我们承认的时候呢，我们也等于是承认我有一个需要。
For appropriating the otherness of what Christ is.
我要承认，然后让耶基督的所事能够进来。
My lack of love for His love.
我的爱不足，因此我需要他的爱。
My impatient, critical attitude for His loving, non-critical attitude.
我这个不耐烦或喜欢挑剔的个性，就代表我需要他的全然的爱和他不挑剔的那个个性。
And that's how we go about resolving conflicts.
我们要这样有这样的认识之后呢，我们可以开始解决这个冲突。
It requires a truthful heart before God and one another.
需要呢，我们在神和在这个有问题的这个对象面前有一个诚实的态度。
And a willingness to give place to the perfections that are in Jesus to be appropriated in and through us by faith in Him.
并且有一个真实的愿意，借着信心把在基督里的完全呢，能够带到我们的关系里面来。
Do you have another follow-up question? Did that help you?
So that the understanding of the God's will and the understanding of the shortcomings of ourselves.
Yeah.
And the willingness of being truthful to yourself.
Yes.
And willing to be humble to yourself, to each other. And that's the key.
That's the key. Yeah. God says, I am the high and holy one, and I dwell in eternity. But I also live with broken, contrite, humble hearts.
神说我是至高神圣的神，住在人所不能靠近的光中，但我也住在那个破伤痛破碎的心里。
We never have to come to God and pretend we're someone we're not.
我们永远不能够假装我们所不是的。
Take the mask off.
把你的面具拿下来。
You don't have to wear it.
我们不需要戴面具。
You can come just like you are.
我们可以照我们的本相来到神面前。
To God.
来到神面前。
And to one another.
而且来到弟兄姊妹当中。
Because our righteousness is in the Lord.
因为我们的义不在乎别人，乃在主的里面。
Not in ourselves.
不是在我们身上。
Our perfections are in the Lord Jesus.
我们的完美也是在基督的里面。
Not in ourselves.
不在我们自己身上。
So there's freedom.To take the mask off.
所以我们应该觉得很自由，可以把我们的面具拿下。
You say, I don't know if God will love me the way I really am.
你说我不晓得神是不是真的按照我的本相能够爱我。
Listen, He died for us while we were His enemies.
但是在我们还做仇敌的时候，他就为我们死了。
He does love us the way we are.
他当然是按照我们本相爱了我们。
And we are not condemned if we fail.
所以我们失败的时候，他不会控告我。
He doesn't love us less if our marriages and families get all broken.
若是我的婚姻或者家庭关系搞得一塌糊涂，神并不会生气的。
He just says, "Come to me."
他乃是说到我这里来。
Just the way you are.
按照你真实的光景。
In all of your frustration.
在你所有的沮丧。
With all your broken pieces.
把你的乱七八糟的碎片带来。
And talk to me about it.
来告诉我。
What did God say to Adam when Adam sinned?
亚当犯罪的时候，神怎么说的？
He asked him a question, Adam, where are you?
神问说，亚当啊，你在哪里？
God knew where Adam was.
神当然知道亚当在哪里。
He wasn't asking Adam where his geographical location was.
他并不是问他他的地理位置何在。
He was trying to get Adam to talk about his sin.
他乃是希望他能够从他的那个罪恶里出来，能够告诉神他的问题。
He was cultivating relationship.
神在那里培养一个跟他沟通的管道。
Adam, where are you?
亚当啊，你在哪里
？Adam, what happened on the inside?
亚当啊，你里面出了什么问题
？Adam, what do you feel?
亚当，你觉得如何
？Adam, what did you do?
亚当，你做了什么事
？That's all he's saying now.
那就是神向我们所发的问题。
Can you hear God calling your voice?
Your name? 你听见神向着你的呼召，叫你的名字吗
？Where are you?
你在哪里
？Don't pretend.Don't lie to yourself.
不要对自己说谎。
Tell him.
告诉神。
Say, God, I'm really angry now.
你说神啊，我真的现在非常的愤怒。
God, I'm really confused.
主啊，我实在非常的，我实在很觉得很混乱。
He won't reject you.
神不会拒绝你的。
He'll accept you.
他乃是会接纳你。
He'll help you.
他会帮助你。
And he'll offer you perfect forgiveness through his blood.
借着他的保险，就会把完美的赦免赐给你。
And perfect hope through his son Jesus Christ.
借着他儿子耶稣基督，他给你完全的盼望。
Where are you?
问题是你在哪里？
Come just like that.
就按照本相来到主这里。
That's how you talk to your children.
你岂不是这样对你的孩子？
Don't preach at them.
不要。向他们传教。
Don't scream at them and tell them what they should be.
不要对他们怒吼，告诉他们当做的事。
Come down alongside of them.
能够降卑你自己到他们的身边。
And say,
对他们说。
Tell me where you're at.
告诉我你现在如何。
Talk to me.
对我说话。
It's okay if you're mad.
你生气没有关系的。
It's okay if you're confused.
或者你觉得很迷惑也没有关系的。
It's okay if you sinned with your friends last night and you know you shouldn't have done it.
你昨天晚上跟朋友做一些不对的事，你也知道，这是没有关系。
It's okay if you looked at that magazine that you shouldn't look at. Talk to me about it.
也许你看了你不该看的东西，但是没有关系。
I'm not going to condemn you for it.
来告诉我，我不会来定你的罪。
I want to help you.
但是我要帮助你。
Let's together go to the Lord Jesus.
让我们一起来到主的面前。
He'll forgive you.
他会赦免你。
He'll heal you.
他会医治你。
That's the Father heart.
这是一个为父的心。
That He showed us.
他向我们显现。
When we sinned.
当我们犯罪的时候。
He didn't say, "Get out of my sight."
他没有说离开我的视线。
He sent His Son.
他乃说儿子。
He got dirty with our dirt.
他乃是差遣了他的儿子。
He came right down where we're at.
他被我们的罪所污染，而且来到我们的地位。
And now with a broken, bleeding heart,
他的心破碎。
He says, "Come to me."
父亲天父正告诉我们说
，Talk to me about anything you're going through.
告诉我你现在所经过的痛苦。
I'm there for you.
我要帮助你。
To heal you.
我要医治你。
To forgive you.
我要赦免你。
And give you my son.
并且把我的儿子给你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.